With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The writer Paul Monette admits he's a classic example of a Catholic basher.
As soon as I came out as a gay man, I began to see how deeply the hierarchy of that church had diabolized my people and made us scapegoats for their tyrannical, sex-phobic rule.
Paul Monette makes an unrelenting assault on the hierarchy of the Catholic Church in his novel Halfway Home. The hero is an AIDS-stricken performance artist who calls himself Miss Jesus.
He does Jesus in drag and talks about Christianity as a gay church, that's what it always was meant to be, that he and the 12 apostles were gay.
Paul Monette means to wrinkle a few collars in the Catholic Church, even though his hero is a deeply spiritual man, much the way Monette says Jesus might have been.
The Jesus of the last 2,000 years has become as much of a hypocritical piece of nonsense as, say, the Reagans in the 80s were. I think the real Jesus would have spent a lot of time with people with AIDS. I think we were his people.
Paul Monette himself has been fighting AIDS for several years. Halfway Home is the story of two Irish Catholic brothers, one gay and suffering from AIDS, the other straight and on the run from both the mob and the police.
I really wanted to go after the Catholic Church, obviously, but I also wanted to talk about the fury of an Irish household.
Paul Monette is a courageous man and a skillful writer whose novel of love and anger in the AIDS generation is Halfway Home, now in Avon paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The last four books by Paul Monette, the most recent of which is a novel, Halfway Home, have all touched on the tragedy of AIDS. Monette says he has buried up to 75 friends, including two lovers.
There was a moment last September when I buried Stephen. He died unexpectedly and suddenly. And I buried him, and I put the ground over his urn, and I asked everybody to leave me alone, and I talked to him for a moment. And then I walked down 10 feet to where Roger was buried, and I talked to him for a moment, and I realized that having buried two lovers, no one could tell me how to live my life anymore.
That Paul Monette alone would have to make some sort of sense out of his life. He, too, has the disease, which has given him a sense of urgency to complete his work as a writer.
I hope to be seropositive and not sick for years to come, Don, but I don't know. I mean, I could wake up tomorrow morning with a lymphoma. It's a tightrope that I walk.
Paul Monette is writing his autobiography about his youth in Massachusetts. He says it's the most difficult piece of writing he's ever done.
Because it's like an emotional detoxification somehow, and talking about all of that pain of being in the closet from the age of 10 to 25. It's like I'm 20 again, and I can't stand it.
Monette's novel, Halfway Home, is about an AIDS-stricken performance artist who tries to understand his own life and to reconcile the love he has for his alienated brother.
I write love stories, and it's always what I've liked to do. It's always what I've wanted to do. It has been out of fashion during a lot of my writing career, but that hasn't bothered me too much.
Halfway Home by Paul Monette is a love story that pulls no punches, now an Avon paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.